What's good, YouTube? It's your man, Chris Reed, a.k.a. Superman. Shout out to the Retention Warriors. Also, man, if you're new to the channel and you like the content and it's resonating with you, all I ask that you do is hit the subscribe button, smash the like, let's go. Now, on this one, guys, I want to get right to it. It's going to be a controversial topic, and it might go above some of my viewers' heads, but I'm going to get right into it. Female attraction is demonic possession. Female attraction, guys, is demonic attacks. And when I say that, I know a lot of you guys got into semen retention for the female attraction. And, you know, like, I am so far past that stage, that's a baseline for me, that sometimes I have to remember that some of my viewers are still in the early process stages of semen retention, right? So I'm letting you guys know throughout my experience and my years of doing this that 9 times out of 10, it is that woman is under demonic possession by the devil. She's attacked by a demon. She is attracted to you because she knows she can put temptation, she can put lust, she can do that and take you away from where you were trying to go with God. Woman can do that to you. It even says it in the Bible. If you believe in the Bible, the acronym for Bible is Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And why are one of the first stories, parables, is about Adam and Eve? Eve had everything on this earth, guys. She had everything on this earth and she wanted more. God told her, just follow this one rule, and she had to disobey it. So, do you think it would be hard for her to attack you on your semen retention journey? Because it's harder for the devil to attack men than it is women, because women are the weaker vessel, right? So, when you're getting this new female attraction, when you're getting this new appreciation from women, just know that she is under some kind of demonic possession when she's talking to you. She is there to extract your precious life force. Because once you make a decision to go on semen retention, there is now going to be spiritual warfare going on inside your life, guys. Because once you're making a declaration that you are going to not sit around and goon the rest of your life away, you are not going to sit there and have random sex with random girls. Once you get to that point, guys, and you're making this covenant with God, just know a lot of good things are going to happen, but you will be tested on this journey. And one of the first tests will be female attraction. Are you even worthy of walking the semen retention route, right? A lot of these content creators for semen retention, a lot of these guys ain't even doing it. They're not even practitioners. And you guys are believing them. They're selling you courses. They're selling you dreams, selling you ideas, because they're selling you the idea of lust. Yeah. If you're doing semen retention for female attraction, it is not going to be a good experience for you. I can promise you that. Because the women you are going to meet are going to be demonic demons. That's who you're going to meet. And for the guys that are really doing this, and for the guys who've been following me for a minute, the Retention Warriors, you guys know what time it is. If you're being honest with yourself, think about all the females that you attracted in your life when you've been on semen retention. Have they been great women? And God's not going to bless you in your first month of semen retention, your first 2 months, or whatever the case might be. You, and I'm not saying all women are going to be the devil. This is not an anti-woman channel, right? Because you will be sent a great woman once you pass the test, guys. But can you pass that test? That is the key. Can you pass the test? And one of the first tests is going to be the women. And you are going to be sent a woman who is under demonic possession. You are going to be sent a woman who is either going to be a Jezebel. You are going to be sent a woman who is either going to be a succubus. But you are going to be sent a woman who the devil and God have talked together. And they said, okay, once you get past the stage of jacking off's not that big of a thing to you, and masturbation is hard, guys, all right? That is a big hurdle because porn is so strong and it's so addictive. And, you know, I had to relapse my last time because I had too much power walking around with me. I had too much raw force, raw energy, and I dabbled back into the dating worlds. I dabbled back into the adult content, and let me say, for a little bit, it felt good, but, you know, it felt good to, pleasure that lust demon that, you know, I still have inside of me. But it started to physically hurt, guys. Like, it starts to physically hurt, right? Like, each time you're releasing for no reason, you have to realize our life, like, everything in technology is designed after our body. Like, the car is designed after our body, and so is the cell phone is really designed after our body. Like, the battery is like our heart, right? Once that battery reached a certain point, you don't have any more juice left inside of you, guys. And each time you keep stroking that chicken, you are draining critical. You're doing critical damage to your battery, guys. You guys should be afraid of these women when you're on a semen retention streak. Especially you guys who say you can't go for days, weeks, or months. Because you really have to train yourself to get able to that level to fight off these demonic women. And that's going to be a very tough task for a lot of you guys. Because once the devil knows your weakness, he already knows your weakness through the algorithm of the adult content you were watching. And don't be surprised when you see a girl who is just like the adult model that you want to smash coming up to you in real life. Especially when you're on a real good streak, and that's subjective. A good streak for you could be a month, 2 months, it could be a week, 2 weeks, whatever the case may be, but you are doing a lot of good inside the world, right? You are putting a lot of good energy out into this negative world. That's why they want you to be negative in this negative world, guys. That's why they want you to sit around and goon all day. That's why they want you to sit around and smoke weed all day. That's why they want you to sit around and drink all day, because they can control your mind. They can control what you do. They have you guys looking up to degenerates. They have the women looking up to degenerate slutty women, and that's what we're seeing in real life, guys, and that's why the world is so messed up today. That's why I think every man needs to be able to control his sexual organs. Every man needs to be able to control his desires, because they are controlling you with your desires. They are controlling you with your lust. They are controlling you with everything like that, and that's why they want to shut me down, guys. That's why they don't want me reaching as many people as possible. And if you guys are resonating with this content, please share this. Please get this out to everybody out there so we can know.
Does she love me? Does she love me not? Do I love her? Do I love her not? Is she special or a thought? Kind of girl that like to squat. Kind of girl that like to break your heart. Does she love me? Does she love me not? Does she love me not? Yo. Does she love me? Does she love me not? Do I love her, do I not? Is she special or a thought? Kinda girl that like to squat. Kinda girl that like to break your heart. Does she love me or she love me not? Yo, does she love me, does she love me not?